Another Christmas tradition is the holiday meal, but just what constitutes typical holiday fare depends on your locale. Consider Christmas in Africa. Binivanga Wainana is an author, journalist, and African food fanatic. He's currently living in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where he teaches at Williams College, but he's originally from the Rift Valley in Kenya. We wondered how he and his family would be spending Christmas if he were back home today.
We kind of will be standing around the meat.
You'll be standing around the meat, meaning over the fire.
Over the
fire.
This
will be outside, obviously.
Because, yes, the young men will be making the goat, and the uncles will be hovering about to make sure we do it as it's supposed to be done, which we'll never know how to do properly.
And what is the right way? You know, they're not listening to this, so you can tell us what the right way is.
Good Lord, I'm no expert on the goat, they tell me. But I like my goat rare. I like char-grilled goat, like most Kenyans. I really like some of the things that kind of would not go down well in Williamstown, Massachusetts, like the blood sausage and all those ritual dishes, fresh tripe. I like head soup. So
no explanation needed for that one.
Required.
No explanation required.
But like everybody else, the real, you know, the other delicacies are the ribs, the leg, and all of that.
Now, you're not an old guy. You're in your early 30s, correct?
37.
Oh, you are an old guy. Are you? I wonder how the type and the quality of food in Africa, but specifically in Kenya, in your home country, has changed since you were born.
What's happened basically is that in the 60s and the 70s, people tried to run away from traditional food. And now you have a huge revival of all things traditional, actually, but traditional food in particular. And so you find things like kunde, what you call amaranth. Amaranth leaves are a very popular vegetable in Kenya now, and are back in a very big way. You're finding now these traditional vegetables coming back into supermarkets and being sold there.
So now hang on. What happened? What's changed?
I think several things. One, I think, is a kind of disillusionment with the so-called magic of the West that suddenly you're seeing in a generation of people younger than me that they're not quite as starstruck as we were and less starstruck than our parents were about what this wonderful coming thing is. I think health has been a big question. You know, the beginning of an epidemic amongst the middle classes in Kenya of diabetes and the like, and doctors actively recommending that you just go back to your traditional diet.
Give me an example. Like, what did you eat from the West when you were growing up, and what's kind of been rejected now in favor of something more traditional?
I guess in a way I don't qualify, partly because I didn't eat as much traditional food as, say, my parents did when I was a kid. But, you know, chips, burgers, pizza, all those things. All those were the things we used to pray for every day. I remember actually being about 7 years old, and they didn't used to sell hamburgers in Kenya then, but there was this Coca-Cola ad with this woman biting into a burger, and it just, you know, I waited for years for that to happen, you know, and so by the time it happened, you're so prepared, it tasted amazing, you know. So
I like the way you say you waited for it to happen. This is the gift from on high.
But I know with me what happened was when I went to South Africa, where food is so kind of industrial, even supermarket food, and so processed, all the things that my parents rammed down my throat, I started to miss very strongly. And all the things that you had kind of glamorized were so cheap, so available, they just became disgusting.
And you're going back to Africa in January?
Yes.
Excellent. What's, by the way, the first food that you're going to ingest?
Oh, goat. Goat meat.
Goat
in
meat.
One, whatever version, yes.
All right. Bottoms up. Thank you very
Thank
much, Binyavanga Wainaina. All the best. Thanks.
Take
Bye-bye. Binyavanga Wainaina is a professor of African studies at Williams College. His forthcoming memoir is called Discovering Home. If you'd like to hear how he prepares spinach, visit our website, a great recipe, at theworld.org.